All right, Genesis chapter 29. This is a story, we're going to look kind of in the middle of the story here, of Jacob. And he met these girls, they were sisters, Rachel and Leah. Are you familiar with that story? And it's kind of an unusual story. We're going to pick up in verse number 16. This is Genesis 29, verse 16. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. And this next verse is kind of unusual, but it says, Leah was tender-eyed. Now, I'm not sure what that means. I know when meat's tenderized, I kind of know what that means. But I don't think she was tenderized like that. It says she was tender-eyed. Now, again, when I picture that, I picture her kind of squinting and having a hard time. See, that's just the way I picture it. She may have been cross-eyed. I don't know. But at any rate, that's what the Bible says about her. And then it says, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. So according to what the Bible says here, it sounds like Leah was not quite as attractive as Rachel. Rachel was the beauty queen of the family. And now let's go to verse 18. And Jacob loved Rachel. I wonder why. I guess he didn't like those tender eyes. I don't know. And he said, I will serve thee. He said this to her dad. I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, that younger daughter. And boy, imagine if it was like that today. Most of you girls will never get married. Because like, I ain't doing nothing. I don't care. She ain't worth 7 years. No way. 7 minutes maybe, but not 7 years. So verse 19, and Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. Boy, this is a sweet little line here. And they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. Isn't that sweet? Guys, you ought to write that down and use it somewhere in a Valentine card or something, you know. It's just get you right here. And you know the story. He worked for 7 years and it came time for the wedding day. And, of course, the customs back in those days, the woman wore a veil, not just the kind of veil that you see in a lot of weddings now. That's kind of, you can see who it is. But the veil covered their face where you couldn't see them. And so Laban, the dad, what he did during the wedding, and I don't know how their weddings were conducted, but he kept Rachel back and put Leah in there. Right. Can you imagine that? And so he has his wedding, and he gets married, and they're on their honeymoon, and he says, okay, you know, I want to kiss those lips. And all of a sudden, she pulls the veil back, and it was Leah. Are any Andy Griffith fans in here? Yeah. Do you remember the episode where Ernest T. Bass was wanting to marry, was it Charlene? What's her name? Charlene. My beloved. And Barney took her place. And he carried her out in the woods, and he pulled back the veil, and the look on Ernest T's face, like, you know, that's how I pictured Jacob. But whoa, you know, then he had tender eyes. If you can imagine that. So obviously, it goes back to Laban and says, hey, what's going on here? He said, well, it's not proper to give the youngest before the firstborn. Duh. So anyway, long story short, they end up getting married. So now he's got two wives. Now, again, that's not recommended. And if you read this story, you'll see why it's not recommended and why God's not for that. But can you imagine, let's think for a minute. Can you imagine how Leah felt? I mean, this wasn't really her choice. I mean, she liked Jacob. But she didn't say, you know, let me do this. And her dad did all this. Right. And can you imagine how she felt when Jacob looks at her and like, what? I don't know what he said. The Bible doesn't say what he said. But I'm sure he wasn't happy. Right. Number one, he didn't get the pretty one. Number two, he didn't get the one that he chose. Right. All right? So, I mean, but poor Leah, I mean, like, you know, I can imagine him going, what? No. Now, he may have been thinking, no, I want Rachel, but Leah's thinking, no, he doesn't want me. And so I can't imagine what she went through there. But I would think that Leah was very envious of Rachel. Wouldn't you think so? man, you know, why did, I can see her saying, why, God, why did you make me like this? Why can't I be pretty like Rachel? You know, why, you know, I wanted Jacob to love me, and boy, he just doesn't act like he even is interested in me at all. He doesn't want anything to do with me. You know, Rachel, she's so pretty, and everybody always liked Rachel, and you know, I'm just Leah. So I'm sure there was a lot of envy going on there. But here's what I want you to notice. Back in the Bible days, beauty was important, but there was something that was more important for women: having children. And in fact, that was the main goal of every woman that married back in the Bible days, was to have children for her husband, and the more the merrier. And there was a problem. Turn over to chapter 30. So Rachel couldn't have children. Leah was having children right and left. Look at verse 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, notice these next words. Rachel, what does it say? Envied her sister. And said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. It's interesting here. So, you know, we start off with Leah obviously envying Rachel. She was the beauty queen. She was the one that all the guys, you know, gawked over. She was the one that Jacob wanted and chose. And now, she's the one having the children, and now she's being envied by Leah. So a few little lessons here from this story. We'll be done real soon here. But number one, with everything and with everybody, there are both positive and negative. That's true of everything. That's true of everybody. They're positive and negative, okay? Let's say you have a real nice car. Well, that's a good thing, right? You drive around and everybody's like, oh man, look at that. Wow. You know, you can just sit there driving, you know, looking cool. And man, wherever you drive, people are like, oh wow, they're impressed with you because you got this nice car. And they may even come up and say, man, that's nice. What year is that? Oh, that is sharp. Man, I'd love to have a car like that. Okay? That's good. That's positive. Okay? What are some negative things about that? Well, when it comes time to pay insurance, when you're making your car payments for the next 20 years, when you go to Walmart, you got to park in the back 40, then take an Uber up to the front because you don't want anybody scratching your car. And every 5 minutes, you may be in the back of the store, but you got to go to the front of the store and look out there and see if there's some idiot back there with a key or something. And you're worried about it all the time. Now, if you drive an old beater, any testimonies here? Come on. Held together by duct tape and Bondo. Man, yeah. Coat hangers, right? Man, that's what they're for. Clothes, that's just a secondary thing. The main thing is like mufflers and things like that. But you have an old beater. Hey, as long as it fits in the space, you're good. Hey, if the guy on the other side hits your door, it matches the one on the other side, right? Now it's symmetrical. Okay, let's go to people here. All right, so here's the girl that, you know, okay, like Rachel and Leah. Here's a girl that's the beauty queen. And I look around, I don't see anybody has to worry about that in here, but... okay, now... So a guy falls in love with you. You know, so does he love the way you look?
Right. Come on. Yeah.
Or does he love you?
Right.
For who you are?
Yeah.
And if you're ugly, like our tour girls here, I'm only serious. And, no, you have a boyfriend, right? Or at least we see this picture. It's like, I think it's cut out from a magazine. Yeah, this is... But if you're ugly and somebody decides to love you and marry you, it's true love.
Right.
It's true love for you. So, again, with the positive, there's a negative. With a negative, there is a corresponding positive. Number two, the problem is we want the good without the bad. We want all the benefits of everything, but we don't want any of the negatives. We want that with people. You know, you folks that are married, you know, my wife's just a great woman. I'm glad I married her. If she would just not do this. And girls, you're married to that guy, and boy, you love him and everything, but there's one thing. If he just wouldn't do that. Okay, that is part of the part you like.
Right.
It goes with it.
Right.
Now, you can live in dream world and say, no, I want both. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
And you're cheating yourself, you're cheating your marriage, you're cheating everything if you let yourself think that way. Because you're living in a dream world. My wife is the only one that has everything in her. I'm just kidding. All right? So, Rachel wanted to be the prettiest, but she also wanted to have the most kids. And she wasn't happy. You know, again, we get frustrated with people because it can be anybody. You know, my boss, anybody, this person, that person, my friend. I like everything about him, but this is just one little thing. Well, you know, people that are go-getters, you know, that get things done, sometimes they run over people. Okay, now there's some people that are just nice, and they're just nice to everybody, and they wouldn't harm a flea, and they're just a nice person in the world, but they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it has to be that way, and I'm not saying everybody that's nice doesn't do anything, but I'm just saying, you know, we expect the whole package in everybody, and then if it's not, we're disappointed. And we got to like, yeah, they're pretty good, you know, except they do this and this and this. Well, everybody does this. Everybody has their this, this, and this.
Right.
I have my this, this, and this.
Right.
It's not very big, but I do have it. My positive is humility.
Right.
Why are you laughing? So, make sure that clock's right. Okay, good. Because I'm trusting that clock up there so that we're not here all day and so forth. All right? Number three, learn to focus on the good and just be content. You know, you could be happy in your marriage. I mean, you were happy the day you got married, right?
Right.
It's the same person. Now, we all make changes, and we get older, and I understand all that, but, you know, what we tend to do is we tend to focus on that one negative thing, or two negative things, or however many there are, and that's what we focus on, and so we're not happy because we're focusing on the liability part, and boy, you know, if we could just all just, okay, we all know we got bad. All of us do. We all know that about each other, okay? Why focus on that?
Right.
Focus on the good.
Yes, sir.
I promise you this, if you're the kind of person that focuses on the good, you have a lot more friends than everybody else.
Right.
That's really what friendship is. That's what marriage is.
Right.
It's focusing on the good. People that are married, this is our, today is our 41st anniversary, okay? Is it because we're both perfect? No. She overlooks my faults, thankfully. And she has a harder job than I do. Who said right? What? Okay, I thought you were talking about me personally. Man, the glaring thing I don't like about you is that you don't know when to say right. But I'm going to try to overlook that. I still think you're a good guy. I'm going to talk to your wife and find out, though, that all the other things. Learn to focus on the good and be content. Back in chapter 30, verse 1 again, it says, Rachel envied her sister, and notice what she says, give me children or else I die. You remember how Rachel died?
Right.
Childbirth.
Right.
She died in childbirth. Careful what you wish for, huh?
Right.
Literally, she said, give me children or else I die. God gave her a child. She died. So, you know, you sat there. Some of us, we look at other people and say, man, they got everything.
Yeah.
No, they don't have everything. And by the way, that's how affairs happen. You only see the good of that other person.
Right.
You don't see their bad.
Right.
And that's why most people that leave their spouse and go after somebody else, that doesn't last long either, because they realize they've got bad too. And many of them wish they liked the bad of the first wife better than what they got now. So don't be deceived. Don't go that route. That's it's silly, and it's wrong. When I told you I have a twin brother, all of our lives people were comparison. You know, naturally, which one of you can do this the best? Which one of you could do this the best? And there were things that my brother did better than me. Not very many, but and there were things that I did better than him. And I remember. All of our growing up years, I looked at my twin brother, and I thought, man, he does that better than me. And he does that better than me. And I always felt inferior to my brother. One day when we were both at Hiles Anderson College, we were talking one day, and I don't know how we got on the subject, but one of us said, I said to him, I said, yeah, I was always jealous of you because you could do this and this. He goes, really? I was always jealous of you because you could do this, this, and this. And I went, why? Man, we wasted our childhood. And but the truth of the matter is, you know, there was no reason. We're different individuals. My brother's a pastor. I don't want to be a pastor. I have no desire to be a pastor. I taught school for 28 years. I'm an assistant pastor, and I enjoy doing that, but I don't think I'd want to pastor a church. I don't think God wants me to. But God wants him to, and he's a good pastor. Because why? Because that's what God made him to do. I can spend my life saying, man, I'm not a pastor. My brother's a pastor. Man. But that'd be dumb, because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And don't waste any of your life just sitting around thinking, boy, I wish I had what somebody else had. Well, so-and-so is so popular, and everybody likes them. I guarantee you, the person that you envy the most, if you knew their heart, they're not as happy as you think they are.
That's right.
The Bible says, I have learned whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. God gave you everything you need to be the happiest person you could possibly be. And if you're not happy, it's not because somebody else has something that you don't have. It's because you're just looking at the negative things, and you're not focusing on the positive things.
Right.
Rachel was beautiful. Leah had the most kids. Leah was in the lineage of Christ. And here's what's interesting. When Jacob died, and I don't know if this is significant, but it was noteworthy to me. When Jacob died, he chose to be buried by Leah. Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know what to read into that, but it could be that over the years, Jacob decided, you know, Leah's not a bad girl after all.
Right.
Yep. And maybe she's not as pretty, but there's something about her that I love.
Amen.
So let's don't waste time envying anybody.
Good.
Let's just say, God, thank you for what you gave me. And I've got everything I need to be happy. Lord, help me just to be content. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you love us, Lord. You know what we need. And I pray that you will help us to not envy, but to be content. Amen. All right. Thank you.